Funding issues for college students are gaining traction as a topic of debate in the U.S. Senate race. With a look at the issue, I'm joined by University of Louisiana at Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley. Josh, part of the discussion is on Pell Grants. Tell us more about what's taking place.
Absolutely. You know, one of the big issues surrounding higher education right now is the fact that state governments across the nation have withdrawn a lot of their financial support to higher education. And this has been a response to the fact that the federal government has withdrawn a lot of support to the states. And so, whereas 5 years ago, for example, in Louisiana, the state would have picked up about 65% of the tab, now students today are picking up 65% of the tab. College is becoming less affordable and less accessible to middle and lower income groups. In this issue, you have Pell Grants. Pell Grants have largely not changed significantly since they were created several decades ago. The argument is to increase the cap of a Pell Grant that is awarded to low-income students. Then you have the ideological argument, and you have Republicans nationally have been arguing to reduce federal government expenditures, to reduce the deficit, to control the debt, and then you have Democrats saying, well, there's good spending and there's bad spending, and in fact, Pell Grants are not just good spending, it's deficit-neutral spending, because you're getting somebody into college. That four-year degree might create anywhere from $4 to $6 million in a lifetime earnings. So if you get a kid $10,000, you're going to make that return very quickly through taxation. You have this national ideological argument. We have a Senate race in Louisiana. That national argument has caught our Senate candidates within. And so Representative Cassidy has been making that national argument. We need to control federal government spending. Well, caught in the crossfires are your Pell Grants. So he has, whether intentionally or unintentionally, voted against increasing those Pell Grant caps. Senator Landrieu is arguing that Pell Grant increases are way overdue, and we need to take steps, especially in a poor state like Louisiana, to make college more affordable to more individuals.
It seems like there was a lot of fervor about Pell Grants about 2 to 3 years ago. Is there a resurgence over this issue?
Well, it is a critical issue because, again, institutions across the nation have been raising tuition and fees, and this has been a reaction to states withdrawing their support. Students, not just in Louisiana, but across the nation, are footing more of the bill. Well, as they notice that their bill is increasing, they're looking for help. They're looking for loans. They're looking for grants. They're looking for scholarships.
Another item, regulations over student loans. What's some of the things being proposed there?
Another argument that's been made recently is that of the interest rates tied to student loans. Interest rates on a variety of things are at an all-time low. Car payments are cheaper. Home payments are cheaper because of these interest rates being so low. Interestingly, as everybody has focused on making sure they're getting good interest rates, suddenly we realize, well, what about college students? They're at this fixed interest rate, and their interest rates don't seem to correspond to the market like others. Can we take steps to make those loans cheaper by bringing the interest rates down? And this is a good time to do that because with national rates being so low, your lending institutions do not lose money, and the federal government does not lose money. So there is an argument to be made for why those loans need to be decreased.
University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Dr. Joshua Stockley. Josh, thanks as always.
Thank you very much, Bob.